All beings love their life. All beings want to find happiness, want to be able to fulfill their lives. And the potential of their existence. Whether it's a butterfly, a deer, a fish, a bird, a cat, or a plant in the garden, a tree, every living being has its own dharma. Its unique mission in life to fulfill. Every living being has the potential of achieving this fulfillment of their life purpose and the happiness that accompanies that. And so life entails struggle. When the baby is born, there's a struggle to come into the world and to breathe the first breath. There's a struggle to live and to survive. And from this struggle of the baby, in the first moments to stay alive, to enter into life, struggle continues. It is the substance of growth, because without it, there would be no growth, there would be no development. The overcoming of resistance, the overcoming of obstacles, is the natural path to the achievement of the fulfillment of one's life. And how you address the resistance, the obstacles in your life, makes a difference in your success at achieving happiness, at achieving the fulfillment of your personal dharma in this world. If your happiness is easily met by fulfilling basic desires for food, comforts, pleasures, you may find that a certain level of happiness comes when, because the four aims of human life, kama, artha, dharma, and moksha, the four aims of human life each have their aspect in your development to be to fulfill your dharma. So when you fulfill the pleasures of the body, you enjoy good food, comforts, partnership, and all the comforts that the bodily desires being fulfilled provides, you fulfill a certain stratum of existence. If you do not have your basic needs met, it becomes very difficult to move forward with the fulfillment of the other four aims of human life. But if you fulfill those needs, but that is all you have, then soon a restlessness develops in the mind and the heart of a person. And they feel that life is not enough. And for some people, they try to gain more and more in these basic desires of the body. And ultimately, it leads to a deeper restlessness, an internal struggle. And that internal struggle, that restlessness, leads to the fulfillment of the other aims of human life. The ability, artha, to be in the world, to be successful in the world, to achieve, to gain position and status, to gain wealth, to gain family and friends, and to be a successful person. This aim of human life for personal success, the fulfillment of that gives a great deal of happiness for a brief time. And each time another goal of that success is met, there is happiness. And so it brings a temporary happiness, but every time that happiness is achieved, the struggle again comes. The struggle to improve, to have more, to somehow fulfill that inner longing that still is there, that creates that restlessness. For neither kama nor artha, neither the fulfillment of pleasures or the achievements in the world, can entirely fulfill the deep need inside. And so that struggle is there internally. And it is that struggle against the resistances in life that prevent you from moving forward that is your, that hones you to your ability to achieve your goal. So, in the struggle to find lasting happiness, happiness that is really deep and profound, the desire to move beyond achievements in the world and pleasures, comes when the ego develops to a greater extent. For enlightened being is not a product of the weak ego. It is a product of the ego that is strengthened, developed, matured, and evolved. So when the ego self, the I feeling inside of you that lives, the person who lives in your body, achieves these fulfillments of life in the world and the comforts of life, a certain happiness is there, a certain reward that you know you have done well in life. But it is not enough. When you achieve that level of accomplishment, when your life is fulfilled, then there is a need to go further, a need to move beyond your ordinary thoughts. Your ego starts to develop a sense of maturity to see beyond yourself. you begin to realize that others exist and that their needs are important also. Then there is a level of adjustment to the ego development where you become aware of other. You become aware that there is something greater than yourself, greater than your personal pleasures, greater than your personal accomplishments. And so in the self-actualization of ego, there is a realization of a cause, a movement, something greater than your personal achievement that you can dedicate yourself to. And this becomes the means of moving beyond the pleasure and development of body and mind into a more mature state where you can understand yourself as something greater than your body and your mind, where you can dedicate yourself to something greater than your personal body and your personal mind. When you begin to see yourself integrated in a whole, dedicated to something larger than your ego mind, Dharma begins to arise in your being. And you are thus able to move into the realm of awareness larger than the body and the mind and the achievements of your own personal success. You dedicate yourself to something greater, more noble. The avenue for this can be through multiple causes. For some, it may be welfare for their country. For others, it may be a spiritual path. For others, it may be a dedicated cause for the homeless, for the abandoned, for the abused. But you begin to see that there is something greater to work for than yourself. And suddenly, your ego maturity is expanded. This is the path to self-actualization. And from that self-actualization comes the immersion in Dharma. For now, living for the welfare of living beings, living for the welfare of a cause greater than your own personal achievements, your life is expanded. Your understanding of self expanded. You are no longer limited to the body, mind, but something greater is there. And as mind grows in magnitude and ego matures, ego being the sense of self, that I feeling, that person you think you are, you begin to find that your definition of self and of your welfare goes beyond your individuality. It's in a greater realm. And the sentiments that accompany this are love, compassion, hope, and selfless service. As this self-actualizing development occurs, mind continues to grow in magnitude. Ego development begins to mature. And as the ego development matures, the sense of self expands. Through the sentiment of love, deep knowledge arises, knowledge that there is a greater self than your body-mind structure and personal I-feeling. There is a greater expanded self in that love that you feel. And thus, Dharma moves towards moksha and the real fulfillment of happiness in life. Because happiness isn't just the achievement of your goals and your desires. Happiness must entail more than just your goals and desires. Otherwise, that restless struggle continues to come up. The minute you achieve the happiness, something happens to make the struggle there. Because the happiness is not a lasting happiness. But when Dharma brings you to the shores of moksha, when you are moved from ego self to expanded self, you begin to see that there is something great, something profound, something far more vast than you have ever realized in your own ego development, and that you are a part of it. Thus, like the drop of water dropped into the sea, the ego self dissolves into that greater self, that infinite love, that great wisdom, at the core of all that is. When this transformation occurs, first in glimpses, and then later as a profound understanding that does not waver, truth becomes available to you to know, to see. The illusion begins to thin, and truth shines through, like the sun shining through and burning away the fog. You see that this bright, brilliant light, this infinite one, is the self of yourself. the eternal source of your being. And in this knowledge of eternal source comes the true understanding. Of who you are and what you are. Thus, discrimination, true discrimination, ability to know the real from the unreal, viveka, arises and stabilizes and as this happens, viragya, detachment from the passions of the ego begins to occur. Because the realization comes that what you have always wanted, you already are. That there is no separate self. That this eternal one, this brilliant light, the sun of all suns, the brightest light, is the everlasting existence. And when you come to these sacred shores, of wisdom and knowledge and love, you realize that you have always been and you always will be one with that eternal divine being. For you are like the dream in the mind of the great dreamer. That which you have defined as you is only composed of the one, of the brilliant light, the core of all existence, that alone exists in every cell of your body, in every part of your mind, in every thought, in every dream, in every struggle, and every success and every failure. There is nothing separate from that eternal one. That one is all that you are and all that is, unmanifest and manifest. And when this knowledge comes, when love so great it cannot be resisted dissolves your being, when wisdom so deep dissolves illusion, then moksha, the fourth aim of human life, is achieved. True knowledge arises. Knowledge that there is a great light, a great self, a great being, eternal, pure, infinite. The source of all that is, beyond words, beyond time, beyond all limitations. And knowing that unity, when you rest in that, which is, the dance of dark and light, of struggle and achievement, falls away. And lasting happiness comes into view. You may ask, I have been doing meditation so many years, I have had many deep experiences, yet I struggle. Yet there is struggle. Yes. There is a natural struggle in human life. A natural struggle to avoid pain, whether it is physical or mental, and to achieve happiness. But when this deep, deep realization seeps into you and finds a steady wisdom inside you, then that struggle becomes just the dance of dark and light, the flicker of sunlight through the leaves of a tree. Pain and pleasure begin to equalize. For the knowledge comes, the deep knowledge, that eternal nature is indestructible and always has been, always will be the same. And that that eternal nature is you, is all of you, is composed of that. There is no duality. There is no separation. This is your home. And when you are home, you are complete.